the daughter of Palestine. Shireen Abu Akleh's body was taken through Ramallah, where thousands gathered to pay their respects. Her remains then taken to a state service, where the Palestinian president honored her. He vowed to seek justice at the International Criminal Court.
Today, we are here to pay our respect to Shireen Abu Akleh, the martyr of Palestine, the martyr of Jerusalem, and the martyr of free speech and the free world. A symbol of the Palestinian women, a symbol of the Palestinian journalists, Shireen has sacrificed her life to defend its cause and the cause of the Palestinian people.
Shireen worked for Al Jazeera and was widely known for reporting on the Israel-Palestine conflict for more than two decades.
Everyone standing here has his own story with Shireen. As friends, we experienced with her this amazing person, pure soul, and innocent, professional journalist. We always waited for Shireen to tell us the story. We're losing today a great storyteller.
While covering a raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, she was shot in the head and killed instantly. Her colleague, seen on the right, is Shatha Hanaisha. She says the attack on her team was intended to kill.
The occupation forces have led us to reach that point where they fired on us. I want to tell her that I'm sorry I couldn't protect you when we were under fire. I failed to save you.
Israel's government initially said Palestinian fighters were to blame, but that was disputed by witnesses, journalists, and rights groups.
This is the moment where there's going to be the most outpouring of outrage and grief about the killing of Shireen. So if they can cast doubt, if they can muddy waters around the death of Shireen by possibly getting newspapers in the international sphere to suggest that she was killed by a Palestinian, they have been successful.
Israel says it will investigate Shireen's killing and offered to do it in conjunction with Palestinian officials. The Palestinian president said he would not cooperate with Israel.
We refused any joint investigation committee with Israeli authorities because they have committed such a crime. We don't trust them, and we will go immediately to the International Criminal Court in order to find the perpetrators and the criminals.
Al Jazeera Media Network has described the 51-year-old's death as blatant murder. Shireen Abu Akleh was born in Jerusalem, and her body has now been taken to a hospital there. On Friday, there will be a funeral service in Beit Hanina, the same neighborhood she grew up in. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.